Ed Sullivan says,
believe me, this is it. The big show is really
Vinyl Cobwebs.
Hey, flip the switch and start the show. It's Vinyl Cobwebs, don't you know? Number 227. We're back after a very long hiatus.
It's been 15 months, Premium, since the last show in October of 2011, and we're located in a new studio. We just keep jumping back and forth. The Studio C in Copper City, Premium Deluxe has a far, far drive to get here, but he made it late as usual.
I made it all the way from Wasatch Meats in Salt Lake City. I'm still wearing my stinky chicken-covered boots.
But,
I smell.
Yeah. Thanks for the smell-o-vision.
I haven't had my after-work nap like I usually get before I go to karate in the evenings. But I'm off from karate tonight, but I didn't have time. I have to go to the post office, so I am very tired, and so it'll be very interesting to see how things work out for Premium Deluxe and Donovan on Vinyl Cobwebs number 227.
This always happens after a long, severely long hiatus. We always take forever to get back into the scheme of things. So instead of trying, let's just play some music. Some Platters That Matter. Say it, Premium. Platters That Matter. Say it. You're going to get beat up sometime on this show. Violently.
I am going to get beat up violently on this show sometime.
Repeating everything I say.
Time for more music. Yes, riding back on Vinyl Cobwebs in the year 2013, Premium Deluxe here with a very rare record I got on eBay. Yes, I actually got it for the other side. It was called We Call It L.A., and it was by the Southwest Trio on the Pam Records label out of, it says, Hollywood, California.
Too puzzy. You need to, like, swallow my...
What?
There you go.
See, you said the word. my friend at work is going to be very offended. Anyway, and now...
I'll edit it out, okay?
No, you don't.
You'll hear it.
No, you don't. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I will.
Good. Just do something funny with it.
I'll do something funny with it, Pam.
Right.
You know that's what I think I'll do? I'll do something funny with it.
Okay.
Get closer. Let your nose touch the mic.
Oh, my nose has to...
And speak with bass and authority like I do. Come on. It's been a long time. You got to get back into the thing. Scheme of things.
Now I know why we do not do vinyl cobwebs anymore, Don.
No, you're doing fine.
Okay, the South Bowl Twist is the other side. I played it. I took it home. Or no, I got it in the mail, and I had to play this side, and it was like blew the other side completely away. The other side's pretty pedestrian. We call it L.A. But the South Bowl Twist, I don't know what it refers to. What is the Southwest Bowl? Is it a bowling lane? Or is it the... I don't know. Anyone know out in California? Anyway, it's a vinyl cobwebs type of record for sure, Donovan. What do you have?
What? I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. I was watching you enunciate and pronounce your words into your microphone. You're gonna listen back to this premium and say, Donovan, you're right. You're going to call me on your brand new cell phone, flip phone at that.
Donovan?
Yeah! Premium's now in the new millennium. Actually, he's way far ahead than I am. Is that a word, far ahead?
Header.
You're way far ahead than I am.
Well, you should have seen me trying to talk to you on my new cell phone on the freeway over here.
Is that yours to use whenever you want?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Personal.
So no more leaving big, long messages on your other answering machine that nobody checks?
Nope.
You hear just crickets around that answering machine?
Anyway, Vinyl Cobwebs is back in fine form. We missed all you regular listeners out there. I hope you come back.
You know, you can tell we're really not fine-tuned yet, because normally, 10 years ago, when I said crickets, Premium would have came in with a cricket sound effect. He would have. I'm sure he would have.
I would have went...
Much better. Thank you. Okay, now we're going to spin a bunch of platters in a row to make up for it.
You're listening to Vinyl Cobweb, spinning platter that matter.
I fell in love with a quiet girl, seemed so sweet and shy. Gave her my heart and never thought she'd look at another guy. Now I know.
You gotta look out for the quiet one. You gotta watch out for the quiet one. You gotta look out for the quiet one. Give another guy the eye. Tell him if you're gonna be my girl, be my girl. Looking at the other guys, when you give them that look, don't you realize they'll start thinking that you might like someone better than me. Whoa, you're gonna be my girl, be my girl. Took my girl to a dance one night, everything was fine. At the first dance and after that, I was standing. Watch out for the quiet ones. Whoa, look out for the quiet ones. Give another guy the eye. Tell him if you're gonna be my girl, be my girl.
Oh boy, here I am back on Vinyl Cobwebs, Premium Deluxe in fine form. Look out for the quiet ones. Yes, that was on the Orange Empire Records label out of California. You know, get it, Orange County and all that stuff. The Orange Empire. Anyway, yee-haw, yee-haw, Mickey Rooney Jr. that was. Yes, Mickey Rooney pulled some strings to get his son on the Mickey Mouse Mouseketeer show back in the 50s, and him and his younger brother. But he didn't really, he wasn't very telegenic. He wasn't the kind of kid that smiled a lot, and so he wasn't that great of it. They got rid of him. And then his younger brother actually was a little bit more cuter and a little more TV, you know, smiley and all that stuff. But they both got fired because they ended up screwing around in the paint department on the set and mixing up paints. And so they got, finally they found an excuse to boot them off the show. Generally, they didn't want to hire kids that were relatives or people that could pull strings to get their young, you know, whippersnappers on there. But they made an exception and then they got rid of them as fast as they could. But anyway, Mickey Rooney kind of grew up to, he joined one of these surf instrumental rock groups in, you know, early 60s, 62, 63. And then he went out with a solo effort, this one right here, called Look Out for the Quiet Ones, Mickey Rooney Jr. Right here on Vinyl Cobwebs.
Premium, would you go in the back of the studio and dance an Irish jig for me, please?
And now, a word from one of our sponsors.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry Lewis.
This is Jerry Lewis. This is Jerry Lewis.
Hey, bless you, this is Jerry Lewis.
Actually, I'm Jerry the Lewis. Hi, gang, I'm Jerry Lewis as well.
And I'll have you know this is Jerry Lewis also. And I'm not fooling. A friend of mine, a psychiatrist, said, Jerry, get a hold of yourself, but I don't know which one of me to grab. You see, in the Family Jewels, I play 7 completely different characters. They say that in the Family Jewels, I'm 7 times nuttier than ever. Is it possible? Well, anyway, you want to laugh your head off? You do? Good. Because with your head off, you won't have headaches. Then go see... Wait a minute, what's this word? Side-splitting? Now they're after your appendix. Here's more. Rib tickling. I can't take that. But to get your headaches, appendix, and ribs taken care of, go see me play 7 completely different personalities in Paramount's The Family Jewels. In Technicolor yet. You'll like it.
Now playing at the Something Theater. Yes, there is a theater. It's actually called the Something Theater. That's because I'm thrown for a loop because I just got
booted off of eBay by eBay.
I'm kind of duh.
Oh, I feel terrible, Premium. Should we tell the listening audience how everything went down?
Oh, just quickly, briefly.
Well, I'll do it really quickly. Premium Deluxe is an eBay addict, and yeah. He logged into his eBay account to do some bidding while that record was playing just previously, and I guess his account got suspended due to no fault of my own. I borrowed his account, sold a couple things, and I forgot to pay the user or seller fees. Oh, Premium, you should probably beat me up on this episode.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to use my karate skills.
Oh, no. I'll pay the bill. I promise.
Yeah!
Premium!
You feel better now?
Does that count as payment in full? No, I still have to pay the bill?
Oh, there will be plenty of payment yet to come.
So we spent the last little bit here trying to get Premium reinstated, and he's reinstated now. You know what? You're like Pete Rose.
I did it through buy it or pay it later.
Do you know Pete Rose? He bet on baseball games, and they banned him from life, from
ever
playing for Major League Baseball ever again. You're the Pete Rose of Vinyl Cobwebs.
But at least Pete Rose is not that bicycle dude.
Oh, he too. Yeah, we forgot about Lance Armstrong. Yeah.
He got the boot.
What a liar. What a liar. And who really cares about a guy that rides a bicycle? I mean, come on. The Super Bowl's coming up. Some real manly sports. Can you say manly sport, Premium?
Manly sport that doesn't require spandex.
Yeah.
You know, I bet you that's how he got his condition. I'm not going to say it. You know, he had that testicular thing problem, and it's probably from all the juicing.
Cancer of the casticular. I mean,
casticular.
All right, on with Vinyl Cobwebs.
When the swallows return to casticular.
Where's
that song go?
When the swallows come back to casticular.
Oh, God, this is the worst episode
ever.
This rivals our Fire in the Sky on soundstage. That's a little in joke for you, Premium. Beat you up, Premium.
What?
Beat me.
Thank you.
fool me.
Nervous premium. That's a... Oh, ow! Oh, the forceps grabbed me in the forehead and my brain.
Are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air. Are you nervous, premium? Dedicated to you after you found out about your eBay predicament.
Yes.
Are you nervous? It's the instrumentals.
I'm still nice. In a flux, all nervously affluxed.
Ironic, huh? That's an instrumental other than, are you nervous? No. Okay.
Well, now I have a platter that matters. In fact, it's recorded by the Platters. It was their first single after, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes in early 1959. So in springtime, we go to a song called Enchanted. And the only reason, and I'd heard it before, and it never struck me as anything, I heard it in context with a TV show. I always hate it when people discover a song because, wow, I heard it on this TV show or this movie, and I've heard it all along before that, so I was always hip. But this time, I heard it in conjunction with a TV show, and I had to get it.
You tell them the TV show?
The TV show is the current one. It's now in its fifth season, but a season back, I've been watching them all, season 1 through 4, because I'd never seen it before, and I don't want to watch commercials and stuff. But anyway, I'd always heard about this show called Breaking Bad, and so last month I saw this one episode where this guy who's like a partner in the drug making, you know, they're making meth and stuff like that, and he's always tried meth and all that stuff, but he's never had heroin. And he ends up meeting this girl and this hipster girl who's supposedly a recovering druggie, but getting together with him, all of a sudden she relapses, and then she turns him on to his first rush of heroin. And as the song begins, he starts levitating in pleasure as the song plays. It's Enchanted by the Platters.
You showed me the clip, Premium. It's bizarre. Now when I hear this song, I'll think of myself floating.
Floating in your room.
Without the drug part.
Yes.
Thank you.
I think I could be laying in my bed and listening to the song, and I would be floating without the drugs, for sure. It's such a beautiful song. Enchanted
like
by the Platters.
A platter orgasm. A vinyl orgasm for Premium as he floats to the Platters.
That matter.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
I get to be the last one to talk.
I know, but I just wanted to say that because you sang it.
Woo!
Sing it.
Woo!
No.
Living is a dream when you make it seem. Enchanted. Lovers take for granted all the world's aglow. They ought to know when you touch a star, then you really are enchanted. Find the seed and plant it. Love will make it grow. It's really grand when you stand hand in hand with your lover and thrill to the wonders of night. And days too will amaze you, and soon your dreams run to dreams in color.
continuous flight. Love is ecstasy, it's divine to be enchanted. When your dreams are slanted through a lover's eyes, it's so really great when you stand hand in hand with your lover and thrill to the wonders of night. Continuous light. Love is ecstasy, it's divine to be enchanted. When your dreams are slanted through a lover's eyes.
Hey friends, this installment of Vinyl Cobwebs is brought to you by our good friends at ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K. At ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K, you'll find the most obscure and bizarre films of all kinds. Lost educational films, rare TV episodes,
creepy science fiction,
and disturbing horror. A disturbing horror. Disturbing horror. Don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. You must check it out yourself. The hippest malevolent media around. ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
Well, I don't know if you guessed who that was, but that was actually the Lawrence Welk Orchestra. Yes, Donovan, I have these old radio surveys of our local radio station, KNAC Radio, and I do these recreations. But in late 62, early 63, in the lower reaches, our survey printed a top 100. So, you know, it was kind of bopping around there in the survey. It probably went as high as number 62 or 3 or 4.
What station, Premium?
KNAC Radio in Salt Lake City. But anyway, this I noticed there was a 00 by Lawrence Welk. on this survey, so I had to get it. So I listened to it on YouTube, which is a magical thing. You can try out records to see if you really like them or not. And I go, I got to get that. So I went right there to eBay again and typed up Lawrence Welk 00, and there it was. And I went, I got to get it now. I did a buy it now for like $5 or something. It was really cheap.
You entered 500 on your buy it now?
Yes.
Well, you're probably relieved now to know your eBay count's back on. I feel terrible about that Premium Deluxe.
Donovan, don't remind me. I'm just going to have to beat you up.
I was just saying, this all ties together with, are you nervous? And then next thing you know, you were enchanted after your fix got.
But now we're back to 00, Donovan. You know what that means?
Your appetite for your addiction is okay now.
That means I still have to beat you
up.
Yeah,
no. Haha, you missed me.
You missed me.
You know, if you're enjoying this program, why don't you go onto the internet and go to scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K. You'll find all sorts of rare, esoteric, bizarre, twisted, and mentally deficient films of all kinds. So check it out today. Where do they go, Premium?
On?
Where do they go?
They go to scaryguy.com.
No. You still, to this day, you should know our sponsor.
Oh.
ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a
K. Hey. I know that part.
All right, this is just bad. 228 is going to be better.
I know.
Your show, not good, but voted best to have on when doing ironing.
This thing's full of mush. Throw it away. Let's go to the beach.
Next. This is The Switch, an exciting new dance. A switch from plain to quilted. Quilted brand Kaiser foil. The all-purpose foil that does everything. Why don't you pull the switch? Switch from plain foil to quilted Kaiser foil in the bright red package.
I want some Dwayne Kaiser. Tiki Time quilted foil. Quilted foil Dwayne Kaiser. Tiki Time. Well, I'm the dead of winter. What the hell was that, Premium? Kaiser quilted foil.
I noticed you almost took the needle off the record while I was still playing. While
I did?
You're trying to talk.
That's what you do. You always flutter around with your hand when you're talking. But you're making fun of me.
That's one of the variations of that radio spot. They usually have these women going, do the switch in the background, but they didn't do it this time. But anyway, yes, right there in October 1964, it was playing on the radio along with this, girl, girl, why you want to make me blue by the Temptations. Yes, I used to have a radio air check of KIMN in Denver that played that same commercial and the same song. And I got in a road rage incident. So every time I hear this song, you want to make me blue? Or the Switch commercial, I think I'm chasing down the streets by this woman driver that wouldn't let me go because I was an out-of-town tourist who was blocking her way and she got mad or something. I was going too slow for her. And she tried to pass me and I got pissed. No, you're not going to pass me. So I go through this red light and nearly get in a wreck and this cop almost chased me, but he didn't know what was going on. And she tried to explain, go get him. He's road racing me right here in downtown Denver. In 2004. All right, I'm done.
Premium, let's listen to some tremor and shake in your voice now. Get close to the mic and tell them how to email us here.
Tremor and shake with my voice?
Yeah. Oh, right here on Vinyl Cobwebs. Oh, a Festivus for the rest of us.
No, the answer...
You know how you can get emailed here?
Yeah, how
if you want to contact
here?
Us?
How?
Premium doc. Oh, no, it's a.
See, there's the quake and tremor.
Vinyl cobwebs at hotmail.com.
Yay!
And now we take you to Fort Lauderdale, USA. This one's for you, Premium. This is Bill Friel and the Fab Furies right here on Vinyl Cobwebs.
No.
This is a chance to start over again and do better. Whoa.
Black Spire. Black Widow Spire. Black Widow Woman Spire. Love bite tonight. That kind of love really drives me crazy. I know it's poison and I go insane. I can't help all the way that I love her. It's too much, it's rocking my brain. Black Widow Spider Woman. Black Widow Spider Woman. Black Widow Spider Woman. Do I get a love bite tonight? I start to tremble when I hear her name. I can't help all the ways that I love her. It's too much, it's rocking my brain. Black Widow Spider Woman. Black Widow Spider Woman. Black Widow Spider Woman. Do I get a love bite tonight? Too much.
As Premium figures out what kind of oil to put in his transmission, I'm sitting here taking over Vinyl Cobwebs. We heard Black Widow Spider Woman. Kill that spider. Kill it now before she kills you, as Jack Hammond the Pacers. And before that, we heard the awesome instrumental by Bill Friel and the Fab Furies. For all you people out in Fort Lauderdale, that's Fort Lauderdale, USA. Premium, where are you? Premium? He's nowhere to be seen. He's taking care of business, and that's what he's doing. And so I'm going to take over. He's not here to tell me what to play. So we're going to do some polka fest. For all you German people out there, this is your kind of music. Right here on Vinyl Cobwebs 227. Thank you. nothing quite like the Cobweb Polka Interlude. That's the VC Polka Band, right here on Vinyl Cobwebs. Let me tell you, this week's episode of Vinyl Cobwebs is proudly sponsored by ScaryGuyVideo.com. That's ScaryGuyVideo.com spelled with a K. You'll find nothing but strange, mellifluous, hard-to-find, scary horror, vintage television, and more. Films of all kinds. ScaryGuyVideo.com. ScaryGuyVideo.com spelled with a K.
Lived a quiet girl. Together we always seemed to be. We were just good friends. Then something deep within my heart kept telling me,
be closer together, for you might love one another. Be closer together, for you might love one another.
Must take heed to your heart and never let it get too far apart. She's the girl that you love. She's the girl that you love.
Closer together.
Closer
together.
For the first time I looked into her eyes. Was alone before I realized. Sincere and true. They said, I love you, and at last her heart was saying,
be closer together, for you might love one another. You be closer together, for you might love one another.
Together. Come on, let's be closer 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 together.
Your complexion problems haunt you and nobody seems to want you. Get Tackle, new Tackle. Helps clean skin and affection for a clearer complexion by Tackle, new Tackle. It's easy to apply and it doesn't show. It scores against your blemishes, this we know. You can bet your bottom dollar she'll be happy when you call her thanks to Tackle. New Tackle, doo-doo-doo.
That you really love me, love me.
yes, it's certainly a Festivus for the rest of us on Vinyl Cobwebs. That's Danny and the Juniors with one of their follow-ups to At the Hop. You can rock it, you can roll it, you can look at the hop, 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 hop. Anyway, that was I Feel So Lonely. And the lead singer, unfortunately, committed suicide several years later in the 70s, I think it was.
Because he felt lonely.
And I guess he never did find that special gal. Okay, and before that we had, and that was on the ABC Paramount Records, also on ABC Paramount a couple years later in 61, or actually this is early 62, their first song after Gypsy Woman, The Impressions, with a song called Grow Closer Together. I like that one a lot. It's a promo copy as well. All right, Vinyl Cobwebs continues.
Look what we played before that, too, when you stepped out to do your eBay stuff. Look what we played, Premium.
Oh, don't know.
What does that say?
Cobwebs Polka? Oh, Policy. No, Polka.
No, it's Polka.
Your spelling is horrible.
My spelling's proper. It's
but
my
you
writing that's
you don't
poor.
Connect the...
My writing is poor, but I spell magnificently. Yes, I do. It's the Cobweb Polka Interlude by the VC Polka Band. You'll be listening to that later on in the program, won't you, Premium?
I'll definitely be listening later.
Tell them how to email us in these hellish chambers.
Well, Donovan, in these hellish chambers, you email us if you want to send us a message. Yes, we'll read them and respond as soon as possible. Right, the same day, probably. Anyway, it's vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com.
Yay! I wish I had like an applause sound effect right now. Throw that in there.
I got that right this time, huh?
Yes, well, you did.
Well, I'm so tired and I'm blah. I mean, because I worked all day at Wasatch Meats and then I didn't take a nap afterwards. And so that's why I'm all stuttering and stammering and all out of sorts.
Ernie, why haven't we been on Vinyl Cobwebs for 15 months? Why?
Oh, I don't know. I think we just totally fell out of our Vinyl Cobwebs air chairs.
Do you know what happened this month in the news front? Obama is our president again since our last show.
For another 4 years.
He got inaugurated, Ernie.
He got inaugurated?
No, he got inaugurated, Ernie. Inaugurated starts with the letter I.
You mean our president likes eggnog?
No, he got inaugurated. Oh. The inauguration starts with the letter I.
Ooh.
Can you say that, Ernie?
You're wrong. It's inaugurated. It starts with an E.
Ernie, why do you always annoy me? All the way back to the pilot episode of Sesame Street, which we watched just recently. You pulled my nose off.
That's right. I pulled your nose off and I put it on my face and I had two noses. That's two noses.
Why would you do that, Ernie?
I don't know. I was bored. Bored stiff.
It's good to be back on Vinyl Cobwebs. You know, if we have any friends left out there, some of our regulars, let's give them a shout-out. Give them a shout-out. Can you remember?
Oh, let's give them a shout-out.
Don't offend anybody. Don't offend anybody.
Oh, yes. One of our fine feathered friends, Miss Scott Ralph, up there in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
That's not fair. I was going to pick him. I was going to pick Scott Ralph.
Well, you have to pick a new one. How about President Obama?
Okay, let's say hello to President Obama. He's taking our guns away, Ernie. I won't be able to defend myself in case Sesame Street is taken over by a bunch of Mexican gang members.
Then I can just stab you with my knife.
Okay, Ernie, that's enough. Enough of this nonsense. See, you don't need a gun to cause terror, Ernie. You can do it with a knife.
And a baseball bat.
Or you can pull my nose off.
Oh, yeah, don't remind me, Bruce.
Maybe you can pull Susan's boobs off.
Toy shop, there was the cutest pup. He'd do a lot of tricks for you each time you'd wind him up.
Wah, woof, wah, woof, wah, woof, wah, woof. Oh, he was so nice to see. He'd wag and wag and wag his tail as happy as could be.
Nonsense, muppy, muck, a fuss, pussy, I don't want to see. No, but I'm the Allah.
Oh,
the children used to gather.
Donovan, this is the portion of the show where you get to guess who that the lead singer on. Actually, they kind of sing in three-part harmony, but there's a girl in there. There's two guys and a gal, and the gal lead singer later became very famous singing soulful songs in the 60s, even though she was a white girl. And, well, they were called the Springfields. Yes, those Springfield silver
Rick
threads.
Springfield? That was Rick Springfield?
No, Donovan.
I know, I'm kidding. I'm just trying to
silver
be
Silver Threads and Golden Needles was sort of a folky hit for them.
I wish that I had Jesse's Girl.
In the era of Peter, Paul, and Mary and Kingston Trio, along with the early 60s rock and roll hits.
I know who it is now, but I can't guess.
And it was Dusty Springfield,
yeah.
Donovan.
Yeah.
And it's a goofy song called Woof Woof. And apparently they recorded it in the United States because, arranged by Bill Justice, who was in the South there. I think he produced Hey, Hey, Paula, by Paul and Paula and all those kind of songs there. And also it sounds like Moosey Den, the Dinosh now, sort of Wooden Heart song, you know, that Elvis later covered. But Joe Dowell sounded like the same background band. So what were the Springfields doing in the United States recording a song called Woof 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 about a cute little dog in Dutchland? Okay, Donovan, you take over.
What?
I ran out of things to say.
We talk now. We talk now, Premium.
We talk.
This is the Vinyl Cobwebs 227. We talk.
It's so
and
lame.
And we talk. And we talk. And I'm holding Vinyl Cobwebs number 23 in my hands for some strange reason. Why'd you pull that off the shelf?
Oh, Donovan, it's my solo New Year's episode that I did when 1999 turned to 2000. It was when the bugs of Y2K, everyone was scared that their computers were going to be yanked off the air.
I remember. I was out of town. You made that. I was up in Vancouver, Canada. Let's play that segment off that because this is sitting here.
Okay.
I want to hear the bugs of Y2K.
Well, it's a Happy New Year.
It's a
minus,
classic. Because we missed the New Year's show. This is our New Year's show.
Well, it's New Year's minus the bugs of Y2K, but we're going to play the bugs of Y2K anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Why didn't we do a Vinyl Cobwebs for the apocalypse that came, supposed to come 21st?
Oh, that's right, 2012.
December 21st, 2012. We should have done a show. Why didn't we do that?
I knew that wasn't going to happen.
But
there's a guy at work named Anthony who was so sure that was going to happen, he was almost cried when it didn't.
Really?
He was like, oh, but I went to Wendover. I went to Wendover and I blew all my paycheck and my last. All right, well, this is for
you
Anthony.
Did? Really?
This is a tune for Anthony. I know he'll enjoy
all
it,
right.
Even though I know he'll never hear this.
Let's play it.
May all acquaintance be forgot when the bugs of Y2K kill all of our computers and send us to the Stone Age. Send us to the Stone Age, my dear. Send us to the Stone Age. We'll holler, scream, and yell, my dear, when these good old days are gone.
I have not shoot you!
head.
Alright, that's enough. I'll hold her still. She will not attack.
Lily. God, okay. Lily jumped all over me, little chihuahua dog. Well, that was the Teenage Rattler. I am all rattled. Teenage Rattler by the Happy Four. Lily, get off me. Get this dog out.
That dog likes you. Okay. You want the microphone?
The Teenage Rattler by the Happy Four from 1966. Yes. A little skitchity and scatchity sounding record. Before that, we had Waff Woof, Waff Woof, Waff Woof. Yeah, we had just had a little Waff Woof in here climbing all over me by the Springfields from 1962, featuring Dusty. I Feel So Lonely, Danny and the Juniors from 58. Grow Closer Together by the Impressions. And Backwards and Backwards and Backwards and Backwards. What do you think of that, Donovan?
I think it's time for you to sing Goodnight, Sweetheart, Premium. It's time to go. You ready? That's what I think.
Okay.
What'd I do?
Da,
I'm having issues.
Da.
Okay, go.
Da.
God. What?
Okay.
I was just going to go.
Da. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Da. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Da. I hate to leave you. I really must say, well, good night, sweetheart, good night.
That's it, Donovan.
See you next time. Hopefully it won't be another 15 months.